الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters An Australian nurse by the name of Bronnie Weir She's a very famous nurse She worked with terminally ill patients. That was her main job. Those patients, brothers and sisters, were given 3 to 12 weeks in this dunya. And after that, according to doctors, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the day comes, they were given only 3 to 12 weeks. And then they will be gone. Death will come to them. So during her job, the time she spent with these people for many years, she was interviewing them, talking to them. And she started documenting the things they were telling her. One of the things that she was asking, one of the questions she was asking each and every one of them, what is the top regret that you have? And then after she heard them, she documented all of the, you know, the experiences and the regrets in a small book known as The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Can you just imagine, brothers and sisters, during that time, when you're about to leave this dunya and someone comes to you and asks this question, what do you regret the most? And we all know that during that particular, that crucial moment, your answers are going to be very, very, very sincere. You know why? Because there is no time to fool yourself anymore. There is no time to lie to yourself. You will be sincere in your answers. And do not expect during those time, when those moments, when someone asks this question, you will say something or you talk about something that is not important or significant in your life. You know, sometimes when our elders, when they're about to pass away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower all of them with His mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen, when we're about to pass away and they say, you know, can you gather the family here? It means that there is a message that they want to deliver to the family. And usually this is the most important message. And for sure, they're not going to tell them about, you know, when we're going to move to the house, or what about the new car? None of that will matter to them because you're about to leave everything. You're about to have the kafan, and then the kafan does not have pockets. So brothers and sisters, she documented everything. And she wrote in the book, or she named the book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Very famous book. If you did not read it, inshallah, you can go and read it. Inshallah, you will benefit from it. And in the next few minutes, inshallah, together we can reflect on those regrets, brothers and sisters. And of course, the regrets of non-Muslims are different from the regrets of Muslims. So basically, we're going to be talking about the regrets of the dying from a secular perspective as well as from Islamic perspective. As a Muslim, what are the things you regret the most if the death comes to you? So let's start with the first regret that it was very common between all of them. What is the top regret? Number one, they said, we wish we had the courage to live a life true to ourselves, not the life that others expected from us. We wish that we stick to our values and our principles. We wish we had the courage to just be ourselves and not to try to please other people around us. We wish we did not deprive us from a lot of things just so that people don't, you know, feel bad. Or because we did not, you know, want to bother people. We wish we lived the life that, you know, that represent ourselves, not others. Subhanallah. A lot of times, the brothers and sisters, we live to impress others. But in the midst of that, we forget ourselves. And that's something we're going to regret. For us Muslims, subhanallah, how many times we compromise in our deen, in our religion, because we're just worried that other people would judge us, right? How many times we try to fit in the society so that people don't think that we're backwards? How many times, you know, we compromise in our values and our deen because of people? This is the one thing that these people regretted before they passed away, brothers and sisters. How many times our youngsters try to fit in? And we always tell them, do not try to fit in, my brother, my sister. Do not try to fit in. You're born to stand out. You're the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Live true to yourself, brothers and sisters. worried not too much about people. As long as you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else matters. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a young man who was born in Mecca from a Qurayshi family, one of the elite at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the Quraysh, to his uncles, to the family, to everybody else with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have had anything he wanted from dunya. If he wanted money, they would give him money. Anything he wanted, he would ask for, they would give it to him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived true to himself, to his values and the principles sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they go to him, you know, they send Abu Talib to him, Ammuhu Abu Talib, you know, try to keep him, to have him or convince him to stay away from da'wah, not to call people for La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We all know the story. He said, Ya Ammi, Wallahi law wada'u shamsa ala yamini wal qamar ala yasari ala an atruka hadha al amr ma taraktu. Oh my uncle, I swear to Allah, if they are to put the moon to my right hand and the sun to the left hand, I will never ever give up on giving da'wah and calling people for khayr. Rasulullah was a true leader, brothers and sisters. He was not a follower. Who could have lived any life, but he was true to himself. What about Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu? Mus'ab ibn Umair, the young spoiled man, Allahu Akbar. Mus'ab ibn Umair had everything that a young man till today would wish to have. However, he left all of this when he found the truth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the iman in his heart, he left everything that when he was dying, they did not even have enough kafan for him. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because he lived truth himself, not to please people, brothers and sisters. And we should not take this message as, you know, we should repel, we should not listen to others' advice. You should do that, it's fine. But do not change your values and your principles. That's because you want to impress people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be your standard. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with what I'm doing, I don't care what people think about me. Everyone is doing haram. I am the only one doing halal, that's fine, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with me. And this is the true happiness, brothers and sisters. So this is the first regret of the top five regrets of the dying, according to the nurse. The second regret that they shared, brothers and sisters, they said, we wished we did not work so hard. Yes, we wished we did not work so hard. We work to live, not live to work. And that's a problem that you and I and all of us, subhanAllah, we're getting so busy in dunya that in the middle of that, we're forgetting a lot of our ibadat, we're forgetting our families because we're always looking for more. We're always looking, you have a house, you need a bigger house, you need a car, you need the latest car, and it's not gonna stop. It's not gonna stop, brothers and sisters, right? And because of that, What is happening to the families? They're breaking apart because of that, right? You work so hard. Yes, you can work, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, and you can bring whatever, whatever money you want to bring or to your family. There is no problem, nothing in deen, against that. But what we warn ourselves around, we have to be, careful about is losing our families in the midst of that, right? A lot of parents, when you ask them about your kids, do you talk to them about salah? Do you know what they do in school? Do you care about their friends? Do you ask about your friends? Sheikh, I don't have time. If you do not have time to your own children, so what are you doing in this world? These are your responsibilities, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you. He will ask you about, right? This is what a ra'iyah, brothers and sisters. We should care about our children. And we're trying our best, but because we're always looking for more. So it is time to pause and reflect. These people who are about to die, they left this world now, and they regretted all of these things, but you and I are still alive, alhamdulillah. We can always rectify ourselves. We can always turn around, make a U-turn, right? They don't have the chance to do that. But we're alive until today, alhamdulillah. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, we wish we did not work so hard. Brothers and sisters, we need to balance between dunya and our deen and our families. We need to keep, the balance. We need to make sure to spend time with our families, with our own children. Those are our products. Those are the investments. Because guess what? your child at the end of the day will not care how much, you know, how beautiful the car is, or how they're not going to care much about this. If you ignore their needs, if you ignore their emotions, if you don't give them enough time. There was a situation, a very sad situation. I was brought in the middle of, you know, an argument between a father and his son. And subhanAllah, you know, when I heard how ugly the son was talking to his father, subhanAllah lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I realized there's something going on. Right? So the father was focused on one thing, and one thing only. Son, I got you everything. Look at your house. Look at the car. Look what kind of school you go. Look at the standard, you know, of your life. Right? And the son said, Dad, I don't care about none of that. What I really care about is when I come from school, you ask me, how was your day? What did you do in school? When you come to the school activities, when I go for soccer practice or anything, you come with me. I wanted to feel that there is a father in my life. But you brought everything, yes, material, but I didn't want this from you. I wanted you to be with me, and this is the most important thing. So brothers and sisters, we have the time to rectify ourselves and make a U-turn and correct anything that is going wrong. Your family is the biggest and the best investment. So if you invest in your family now, it will be in dunya and the hereafter as well. So brothers and sisters, the first regret of the top five regrets of the dying, that they wish they lived the life true to themselves, not try to impress people. Number two, they wish if they had not, or if they didn't work so hard. Number three, they said, we wish we actually lived a happier life, or made ourselves happier. Happiness is what we're looking for. Right? Probably they had everything they wanted in the world. But there are a lot of things that they missed. That's why they regret that they didn't make themselves happier, right? Maybe they were worrying so much about the past, and this is what happens to all of us. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 24 hours the day, right? You waste 12 hours, or you're ruining 12 hours regretting the things that you've done in the past. And the rest of the day, you worry too much about the future. And in the middle of that, you forget your day. Allahu Akbar. Right? The past will never come back. The future is in Allah's hand. You have today. Is this what you need to think about? And when you worry yourself too much and you keep, you know, dwelling in the past, what is going to happen? You're going to be miserable all the time. When you do not have the qana'ah, the contentment in your heart, when you don't say Alhamdulillah for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, when you're not saying Alhamdulillah for the ability to breathe right now, brothers and sisters, and we know what is happening with COVID, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift our difficulty, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma Ya Rabbana inna nas'aluka an tuzila anna al-karba wal-ghumma, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, with the many blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given all of us, just imagine the breath right now that we're taking for granted. You go to the hospital, people are ready to pay thousands, millions of dollars to take one breath. But subhanallah, a lot of times we forget this and we become miserable because we're not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? They said, we wish that we made ourselves happier. Brothers and sisters, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be content. Brothers and sisters, don't dwell in the past so much. Don't cry over the spilled milk. And don't worry about the future, because it is Allah's hand. We don't know if we're even gonna leave the masjid or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. We're talking about the top five regrets of the dying. We said the first regret that they did not live true life to themselves and they tried to impress others. The second regret that they worked so hard and they forgot about very important things in their life. And the third one that they could not make themselves happier. And number four, they said, we wish that we did not cut the ties with our old friends and old family members. This is also very important. I want to just reflect on your old friend from, you know, from primary school, from the, you know, first grade, for childhood, you know, the childhood friends, the family members that we barely talk to, right? When was the last time We checked on our family members, brothers and sisters, our parents, whether they're here or back home. When was the last time? SubhanAllah. Very important question. But we're busy. Yes, we're busy. We understand. But do not cut all the ties with the families and friends, brothers and sisters. Because you know what? One time, or one day, you're going to regret all of this. All the memories that you had with your friends before. And all the memories that you had with your families before, you're going to lose all of that, all of these memories. Right? These people regretted the fact that they did not maintain these relationships and these ties, brothers and sisters. So now, we have the chance, right after Salah, to think about, just check your phone book, your contacts. You know what, SubhanAllah, I didn't call him for a long time. I didn't call her for a long time. It's time to just text or call and say, Assalamu alaikum, how is everything going? Right? Otherwise, SubhanAllah, what is going to happen? Just going to leave this world and leave everyone behind us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good end, ya Rabbil Alameen. You can go back, inshallah, to the book to, you know, read the rest, because the time is, unfortunately, is very short. But now, the last part I want to talk about, inshallah, of the regrets of the Muslims. Because our perspective stood completely different from others. As believers, the things that we regret in dunya or the things that we regret in akhirah are different from others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, give us the deen. And that's an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the things? And we look in the Quran, the word ya layta, regret. We look in the Quran, and you will not find any place in Quran which people regret in something they missed in dunya, like financial thing or material thing. Never, ever. It's all about al-amal as-salih. Let's just recite some ayat, inshallah. Enough reciting. I don't even have to explain, subhanAllah. Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what?
وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا.
Moving forward.
يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي.
I wish. It's the same thing, but from a Muslim perspective. I wish I presented for my life, my real life, which is what? Al-Akhirah. SubhanAllah. Another ya laytani or ya hasrata, that's I wish, nadam, regretting.
Ya hasrata ala ma farratu fi jambillah.
I wish I did not miss the salah. I wish I did not miss the siyam. When I had the money, I wish I went for hajj. I wish I was you know, kind to my parents. I wish I took care of my children and my family. These are the things you're going to regret in the hereafter, brothers and sisters.
يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun,
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ.
When the death comes to one of them, says, Allah, return me back. Why? Why do you want to go back to dunya?
لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت.
So I can rectify myself. I can correct myself. I promise you, Allah, I will go back to the masjid. I will pray. I will be kind to my parents. I will go for Umrah when I can. I go for Hajj. I will give my zakah. I promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say,
كَلَّا.
No way. It's too late. We say it's never too late, but this time it is too late. It is too late for these people, brothers and sisters. But now is not too late for us. As long as we're alive, we can always, always return back and make sure not to regret anything. Another regret in Quran.
وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
When the day comes, he says or she says, Ya Allah, just extend my, you know, my lifespan a little bit. One minute, 1 hour. Why? فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that I can give sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. You have the money now. What is stopping you from giving sadaqah?
What is stopping you, brothers and sisters? What if the death comes to you? It'll be too late. But you have the opportunity right now. Right? Subhanallah.
Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed by a janazah. He was walking with someone who, you know, was not into the path, into the ta'a of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, you know, what do you think that the one wish that this mayyid, the janazah has? He said, that man said, أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا لِيَتُوبُ, to come back to dunya so he can repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to rectify himself. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, فَكُنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. So what is stopping you from being like him? What is stopping you? What guarantees that you're not going to be in the same place in few seconds from now, not even a few minutes? So brothers and sisters, think about this. I will leave you with this, inshallah. If the doctor, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you health, Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. If the doctor, it might happen. If the doctor tells you that you have 1, 2, 3 weeks to live, what are you going to do exactly? Take this question, and if your answer is anything other than, I will get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is something wrong. And that needs to be corrected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq ya rabbal alameen. اللهم يا ربنا إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة اللهم يا ربنا إنا نسألك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم يا ربنا أمتنا على لا إله إلا الله اللهم أمتنا على عمل صالح يا رب العالمين اللهم أحسن خاتمتنا يا رب اللهم توفنا إليك ونحن ساجدين بين يديك يا رب العالمين اللهم توفنا إليك ونحن ساجدين بين يديك يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا واجمعنا بهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم آمين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
رسول الله استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله خشع في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع استووا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب
فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Just a quick announcement as you're walking out. Please don't forget your donations to the masjid, inshallah. $20 per person will help us maintain the operations. Number two, as you know, we had announced earlier that we are opening up the gymnasium, the Sunday school, the in-person halaqat for sisters, classes and whatnot. But in light of the rising cases and in a consultation with the doctors group of EPIC, we're kind of postponing that a little bit. So the HIF school, the programs are going to be as follows. The HIF school, we're going to continue in person with strict guidelines, masks and shields. That's for the full-time HIF school here. Sunday school, inshallah, we're going to be consulting and send communications out whether we're going to start, what date we're going to start. All the halaqat, everything will be suspended until August 15th, and we're going to reevaluate the situation come August 15th and keep you posted, inshallah ta'ala. So at this point, the gymnasium, the only thing that's open is the salah with mandatory masks, the HIF school, and after anything outside of that, we'll just come back and re-announce it on August 15th, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.